My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We got a new segment. Can I brag about our show for a second?
I would hope that
we have
the only
a new segment
about
who, whatever city the Niners are playing, we do trivia of that city. Evan put it together. Dude, we just had a blast. LA trivia. He covered it all. Of course, I won. I got the most correct. But, dude, yeah, just look at Steiny. You're going to get most out of it.
Folded arms.
Wait a minute. Well, yeah, how does the scoring work?
Wow.
Just a number. I missed the most, I think. You might have been right. Okay.
What were some of your favorite questions?
The best question was...
The Golden Girl. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the one was... This former Ram came up with the first time it was used. Sack.
Yeah. This former Ram. Defensive lineman.
Oh, what's it? Deacon?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he got
like
it.
Either him or Merlin. Yeah.
When did the Rams move to LA?
Which time?
The first time.
Yeah, how about that?
The first time.
They moved to LA like, I don't know, 89 years ago.
68, I think. was my guess. 68.
Clint Clavin.
The answer's 1946.
Yeah, very, very pre-me. 46. I have no
Where do they move no from? Clue. Or from where did they move?
This is why we love them.
Cleveland.
Well, you also might argue that they didn't move to, or did they move to LA in 46? Because they were in Anaheim, not LA.
Well, we had a little geography issue with Malibu.
They were in Anaheim.
Anyway, we love the Artie Moreno will try
to tell you is L.A., but spoiler alert, it ain't.
No.
Then there was one, Merlin Olsen became an actor on what show?
I got this, Dibs.
All right.
Come on, Dibs, I'm shocked. Willard, I'm shocked.
Was it...
Come on.
Was it Webster?
No, that was Alex Karras.
That's right.
I knew one of the big white dudes was on there.
He also punched a horse in Blazing
Saddles. I'm going to say
Murder, She Wrote, but I know that's wrong.
Angela, wow.
What is it?
Angela. House on the Prairie.
Little there you go. Yeah, man.
You got it.
That's before my time, dude.
Not really.
He also was a
syndication sensation.
I also remember him as a Hallmark spokesman. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Hallmark Flowers.
It was Flowers.
Yeah.
It was not
Hallmark.
No, it was FTD.
That's right.
Thank you.
There it is.
I'm trying to make up for it. Yeah. Trying to make a comeback. My bad.
Mel Kiper Jr.
That's a minute and a half.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
did you hear him?
No, we talked about it actually in the green room. And well, I think that he is off his rocker, and I think that he's out of his tree, because all you have to do is watch the Niner tape, Mel, and see that JJ, Justin Jefferson, went 97 yards on the Niners a deep throw. Yeah. And just watch the Saints. And I've had him on my bench for 2 weeks. Rashid Shaheed.
Out of nowhere.
With two big...
I had him last year.
With that skit.
Well, just summarize real quick, though, what he said.
He doesn't like the brand of offensive football. He went back to Daryl LaMonica, all the gunslingers, going deep, basically. And he says the two high safeties have taken that out. And he also, Stoney brought this up with the parallel of, it's like baseball with the shift. I've never watched base football I don't see the Niners don't throw it deep. I hate that. We'll leave that there. But, you know, they don't do what Sam Darnold did or even try.
I mean,
you don't got to be prolific at it, but try it. Keep the defense honest.
Kuiper should get Tyreek Hill on his podcast and ask him if he's having a hard time going deep. Because I don't know that I've watched a football game that Tua has been in the last 2 years where Tyreek doesn't have a deep touchdown. That's why everybody grabbed him.
He got
him
the 80-yarder when he got arrested.
Like, I mean, you're correct.
Yeah, he did that.
Like, so I don't know if maybe it's a little less prevalent and what the reason is for it. I think it's also a very low percentage play. And we're in an age of analytics in sports where people are studying this stuff. And Al Davis can, you know, he can be from his grave and say, go vertical.
Yeah.
And there are people now who are like, not a good idea. Like,
but I've never watched the game here recently, guys, and said, they're not throwing it downfield. So I didn't notice that.
I mean, that's where this all evolved is. So two games through the season, whatever sample size you consider that, like passing's down across the board.
Sure.
And Brock Purdy's thrown for the 550, most. 275 average. He leads the league in yardage. But Evan also threw in there that the air yards, the ball traveling the actual amount in the air is the lowest since they've kept track of the stats since 2006. So from all those things, it would look like the ball's they're not throwing it as long or as frequently as
or maybe catching them.
At least through two games.
Well,
two games.
Catching them too.
Two games.
No, it's the attempt. Okay. It's the air yard attempt. It's not even the catch. Oh, it's the attempt. And I would say that it's more a byproduct of the preseason becoming irrelevant than it is the two deep zone or the two deep safeties, because teams aren't doing anything now in the preseason. So games one and two are glorified preseasons in many ways. And this is where I'm going to affix my attention for week three on Brandon Ayuk, because I'm sure you guys saw the report that George Kittle was
couldn't believe it
out at practice with a hamstring. And so now you don't have Debo,
there's
you don't have Christian, you don't have George.
But I'm done saying that, Dibs, but go ahead.
I think there's plenty of a way that he won't play. Anyway, go ahead, Dibs.
No, I just wonder, as we get to week three, how much of this attention now goes to Brandon Ayuk, Mr. $30 million a year. It's time for you to move to Missouri, the show me state.
But if they double him, they can take him away if they really want to. Hey, we're going to lose anyway, but he ain't getting his numbers. You can take him away.
Yeah, but that's where Kyle Shanahan and the laminated play sheet. If you're going to double him, someone's going to be open, Jawan, or maybe it's Cowing, or maybe it's going to be Mason for once out of the backfield.
Well, that doesn't sound like what you're asking, though.
No,
like,
what I'm asking is, are you ready to step forward and be a $30 million receiver?
And what if the $30 million receiver is essentially a decoy all day because he's getting doubled and somebody else gets the numbers? Will you credit Brandon or not, is I guess what my question would be.
If they win, sure.
Okay,
I won't credit him, but I won't discredit him.
All right. Yeah, like
if he goes out and has three catches for 28 yards and they lose, you get discredited
because
you're making $30 million.
Like lose to me, that's the only thing. One thing I've noticed, and I think that this is the fantasy footballization of what we do on Sundays, and I'm not saying you're doing that here because I don't think you do, but I think that there's too much focus on Monday mornings on who did what instead of instead of what did what. The Niners are a what, the individuals are a who. I don't care who does what. And I watched this happen a lot last year where the Niners would win by 20 and people would come in and go, if Kyle was such a genius, he'd get Kittle involved. I'm like, they won by 20. I don't care who, it's football. If this were basketball, I would have a different take in terms of like, you're that dude and this is a big game and they need you, step up and be that dude. But you're a wide receiver. That is dependent on so many other things happening for you to end up with the ball. I don't care who gets the ball.
I just told
win the game.
I told Steiny yesterday, maybe I'm old, Calvin's growing up. I said, when do we start not looking at they and he's got to do. I said it to him, totally. Like, what happened to they? Now I understand it's pressure and different things for different people, but it's they. It ain't Brandon Ayuk.
Of course, it's
Ayuk's
they.
Against
but
the Rams.
Look at week two against Minnesota.
Right.
It was they and they lost, but who do we look at as the who, as the reason why they lost?
The defense?
Yeah, we went after everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Went after everybody.
Special teams.
I saw it.
Sure. You didn't look at Fred.
No, not Fred and Jordan Mason.
I mean, Fred's a who.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but no, Jordan Mason's a who.
Well, no, but that's
so if Ayuk goes out and has 11 catches for a buck 48 and two touchdowns and they lose, well, it's not a who. It's a they.
Yeah.
And that's my point of all this.
So you'd be cool. You'd be cool with Ayuk if the numbers are there, but they don't win.
If his performance is there, then he doesn't. I will not come for him. If they lose 24-21 and the defense gives up another third down performance like they did in this game where you can't get off the field and Bosa's the only guy who has any impact defensively and you lose a game, but Ayuk is amazing and it looks like he's back, he does not get criticized on Monday.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I'm also not like going to spend a whole lot of time like, well, it's great that Brandon Ayuk was good. Who cares? If you lost 24-21, it's just like Fred. Fred was amazing, but he didn't even win Defensive Player of the Week. He didn't even win.
Who did? Because they lost.
Because they lost.
Right. And there's an interesting sound, and I hope that the guys grabbed it from Fred Warner talking about what happened on that peanut punch when he was able to come all the way across the field and punch the ball out at the goal line. And I shared it from Coach Yak, and he picked it up from someone else. But Fred Warner told a great story about that play, how he was covering Trent Sherfield, former teammate.
Yep.
And Trent's like, run with me, Fred, run with me. And Fred's running with him, and Fred's like, to himself, like, why is this guy saying run with me? And then he looks across the field, and he sees that Aaron Jones is running with the ball, so he breaks away from Sherfield, runs over, and pow!
And he's coming
the ball
towards
out.
Jones, though.
Exactly, because he was on the other side of the field, and Trent Sherfield, former teammate's like, hey, Fred, how you been? I missed you. Run with me, Fred. And Fred's kind of running with him, like having a moment, and then Fred kind of peeps over and is like,
that's
pretty
cool.
It's very cool. And for Fred to like realize that in the moment and dart over and pop that ball out, and he's like, yeah, you know, unfortunately, Isaac Yadam, you know, had a knee in the playing field. Otherwise, it's a touchback and this and that. But Fred's awareness in real time to be catching up with an old friend and then realize at the same time that there's a play that he can still make and to break off from a reunion.
And he made it.
And he made it. It just is incredible.
Vision and instincts. Like if you're any great athlete, vision, I mean, what do we talk about with Purdy? You know what I mean? Like sometimes, and Fred, like, he looks physically imposing, but not so much so that someone wanted him in the first or second round.
And I'm sorry to do this. Like, I just went Draymond Green.
Yes.
He just said vision
and
instincts.
And by the way, to flash back to a conversation that took up part of our show yesterday, this is why I bake in to assessing any sporting team, any team, and the way they draft, I'm going to bake in the fact that you're going to miss on some guys. Because what really makes a great athlete is often stuff that's really hard to know ahead of time. Obviously, if you're the most physically talented, we can take a good guess. Although, how do you feel about the clear number one overall pick so far this year?
Wow.
How are his vision and instincts so far? It's only been two games. Not going to come down on
the
kid at all.
He's been getting battered, man.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm just saying. Vision and instincts. And the great ones have that, and I don't know how you assess that ahead of time.
My partner
watching
has
their tape,
huh? You have them.
What?
Vision and instinct. It's what makes the show go around.
He hates me. He also has.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing.
But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Early nap time.
No, we have a meeting today, too.
Oh. No. Yeah, Jesus. When everybody gets together.
No. You can't check out until at least 2:01, though. That's in your contract.
Okay. No, if the 49ers win 31-14 and Ayuk has three catches for 40 yards, nobody's going to care.
Is that true?
I won't.
I know. Does anybody care? And do we think that everybody else would care?
If they win 31-14,
yes,
and he has three catches and 40 yards, we'll care less.
You can't come
It'll
for him.
It'll be a subtext. Like, you're not going to come for point, him, but you'll look at it and you'll go, you know what? Brandon still isn't where he should be making $30 million, but you know what? They won.
But Stein told you he's a career 4.5 catcher. That's his career. Like, that's what he'll get you, 4 to 5 catches a game.
My first question is, is he going to get double-teamed?
What? If I'm the defensive coordinator...
He ain't good enough to get double teams.
Well, he's good enough to get 30 in 76 games.
I mean, we'll see. If you're defending a Kyle Shanahan team, I don't think the first thing you're thinking is, let's put all of our resources toward one of their receivers.
Even without these two,
I agree. I don't think that's how you're...
When you're healthy, Willard, you're right. I think now... You got to be take number 11 away. What do they got?
Well,
and I'm not saying they don't have anything.
I have a better receiver.
I'd be putting 8 people in the box. I'd be like, Jordan Mason is the one who can beat us. I'm going to make Brock Purdy beat us without his people. That's what I, if I were the Rams DC, and I'm just a fan.
I mean,
that's the way I would, if the Niners have a running back who's got 250 yards in two games, they're missing Debo, they're missing Christian, and they're missing Kittle. Good God.
And you could do what the Rams did. Dibs, you pointed it out. They did it and then backed off when he hiked it. Like, we're showing, and then backs off into coverage.
I mean, I want 2nd and 8. That's the most powerful thing I could create if I'm the Rams. 2nd and 8. 3rd and 7. That's what I want.
Man.
That's what I want.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I mean, I think you might... I bet Brock Purdy right now feels like Jennings is a little more reliable. Just right now, if Ayuk is suffering from not having been at training camp, then maybe he feels more comfortable with Jennings until Ayuk gets back into the fold.
I think what you're bringing up is actually a really interesting question. What do you guys think about this? So let's keep going with that hypothetical of the Niners win by double digits, but Brandon Ayuk doesn't do much statistically. Let's take it even further. What if it is a clear Jordan Mason game? Like, Jordan Mason goes for $150 and two scores. They win by 10.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you actually think, and we can ask this, people, will you be satisfied? Because what we're hearing all week, okay, Brandon, best show. Oh, Brock. Okay, Brock, are you actually worth 60? Everybody wants to see that. What if you win, but you don't see any of that? It looks like a Jimmy game where you're just handing the ball off.
Yep.
Right?
Maybe two defensive touchdowns.
Because you got, you'll have 14 more games to then bring that back to the, we're watching you.
I'd like to see him just score. I don't care how. Can he score three offensive touchdowns?
I'm with you, but does everyone feel that way? Is that satisfying? 27 to 17.
It has to be satisfying because that's how he coaches. He loves to spread it around. Ideally, he would get everybody involved. And he would have Jennings, 5 catches. Kittle, 5 catches. Ayuk, 5 catches. Mason gets 2 out of the backfield. Juice gets a couple. And he will be used a little bit more because he's the guy who can catch.
Don't
out of
you
the
try
backfield.
To praise him in advance? You've been burying him for years.
Willard says how dare to you, if that happens and they win, there will still be questions. About
IU. I agree.
And I'm going to say this to right on the table real quick before we go. Is,
brought to you by?
ATCO.
Thank you.
That's control.
Like, what company is it?
Yeah.
When Bosa held out, he played the year, but he ended, when it was all said and done, he said he lost that battle. He didn't have his best year because of the holdout. The same thing with Debo. And all I want to tell spray like perfume to people is, are we so sure that Brandon's going to win this? Oh, I got my stuff back. I'm ready to go. Because the last two admitted when it was all said and done, we'll watch it. They never actually won that battle of being behind and then catching up. There was a cost to their season.
Sure.
And so who's to say? And that's why I think people are jumping on the wagon of they don't want this, but I feel like they almost don't want Brandon to ball out.
Well, it creates a pretty discussable deal. And I mean, it's kind of been dogging. I'd argue Bay Area sports now for a while. Don't forget Blake Snell. Like this idea of I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Here I am. I'm ready. No, you're not. You're not ready. And your job is to get ready. And it really makes people mad when you make 20 to 30 to 35 million a year and you're not ready for your job, circumstantial or not. And so I'm with, who'd you say? Was it text
Tarvarius,
or YouTube?
Tarvarius,
I'm with you. Maybe the four of us in this room may not feel that way. I don't know that.
Right.
But if the Niners win by 10, and Brock throws for 138 yards and Brandon gets 32 of them, I do not think his fan base is going to feel good.
Not about him.
You might get the win.
You'll feel good about 2-1, but you won't feel good about the Brandon IU part of it, for sure.
Or even the Niners, because you know that whatever they do this weekend, they're going to have to do it again.
And of course, these guys are not walking the park.
They're not coming back this next week either.
And we don't know if George Kittle's going to play this weekend with the latest news today that he was sidelined with a hamstring at practice. So for me, going into it, all eyes on Brandon Ayuk. And if he has a quiet game and they win, well, he's lucky because he gets not a full pass, but he gets a half a pass. Man. If he has a bad game and they lose, well, then get your pitchfork and your torches ready because people will be coming for him. Because
it's kind of happening now. Go ahead. They're coming now.
Yeah, we got a meeting. But
I love it.
All right, gents. Why don't you have a great show. We're 4/5 of the way through the week. And
wow. This is one of the clunkiest departures.
Should I just storm out?
I've taken off on planes in storms that have been smoother than this.
All right. On 95.7, the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.